From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have pledged to work more closely on a wide range of security, trade, and health issues. The two leaders held more than 3 hours of talk Saturday. Mr. Obama is telling China it needs to adopt a more responsible role on the world stage and to adhere to international norms. Before heading to the G20 summit, Mr. Obama told CNN that China needs to show restraint in its relations with smaller countries, especially as it deals with territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The United States and Russia appear to be closer to an agreement on a ceasefire in Syria, but major obstacles remain. There are hopes that U.S. President Barack Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China, but so far nothing has been arranged. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, Sunday and says the two will meet again Monday.
And we've agreed to meet tomorrow morning and see whether or not it is possible to bridge the gap, come to conclusion on those couple of issues.
John Kerry. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Sunday that she intends to seize new trading opportunities for Britain. The Prime Minister met with U.S. President Barack Obama for the first time since taking office. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters.
It was a wide-ranging conversation, but it began with the basic premise that even as the U.K. pursues an orderly exit from the EU, together we reaffirm the very special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom.
President Obama, this is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump has edged closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls 3 weeks ahead of their first debate on the U.S. presidential campaign. Several U.S. polls show Clinton ahead of Trump, but he has cut her lead to about 4 percentage points or less, about half the gap of a few weeks ago. Clinton narrowly leads in several key states. The U.S. Weather Service says Tropical Storm Hermine is once again gaining strength and is posing a danger along the American East Coast from New Jersey to Connecticut. The storm is still far out to sea, but close enough to pummel coastal areas with heavy rain, riptides, and storm surges. Forecasters say Hermine could regain hurricane strength soon. A new United Nations report warns restrictions on freedom of expression threaten Somalia's political transition to democracy after decades of conflict and violence. Lisa Schlein reports.
The 48-page report documents widespread violations in Somalia against journalists, human rights defenders, and political leaders, including numerous killings, arbitrary arrests and detention, intimidation and closure of critical media outlets. Over the past 4 years, the report notes 30 journalists and 18 parliamentarians have been killed in Somalia. It also documents 120 cases of arbitrary arrest and detention of media workers between January 2014 and July 2016. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turkey says Turkish-backed rebels battling Islamic State extremists on the Syrian border have driven IS fighters from their last remaining strongholds along a 100-kilometer stretch of borderland. Sunday, Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency said border territory stretching from Azaz northeastward to Jarablus had been cleared. U.S. President Barack Obama assured Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday that the U.S. is committed to bring the perpetrators of the failed July coup in Turkey to justice. He stopped short of saying the U.S. would extradite the Muslim cleric that Mr. Erdogan blames for the coup. Pope Francis Sunday declared Mother Teresa a saint during a canonization ceremony in front of tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square. Mother Teresa, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was known for her work among the poorest people in India. The Albanian nun opened missions of charity in more than 120 countries, aided by several thousand nuns and over 1 million volunteers. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.